I would like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this beautiful Thursday, June 10th, 2021.
All right. Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
I'm present. Thank you.
And let the record show that Director Garcia is absent.
Okay, we're moving on to approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion, folks?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
All right. I'm sorry, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any kind of motion?
I move we accept the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Okay,
Lopez Garcia.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Thank you. We don't have any presentations this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, General Manager. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We have some good news. We need to count that with a little bit of consternation of what may happen. The legislature has allocated $100 million towards special districts during COVID-19's effect on districts. Before this, special districts were excluded, so that's the good news. The not-so-good news is there is no formula yet presented to how to calculate any loss. Hopefully, we're going to see that down the road, and none of this means anything until the governor does sign it. So it's murky at best, but the good news is they are recognizing special districts as they should have all along to relieve, get some relief for the effects of COVID-19. They have some suggestions on how we may be able to prepare, but I think the rule of thumb at this point is to wait and see what the legislature is going to do, what the governor is going to do before we can actually do anything on this. Excuse me. Just to bring you up to the restroom replacement project, it is, we should be breaking down ground very shortly. They're going to be delivering the prefabricated restroom next week. It'll be stored at a facility in Pittsburgh until they're ready. The site is prepared for the actual structure itself. And the project itself, they'll break ground hopefully again next week. The first thing they're going to be doing is replacing the storm drain. That's going to be a major project. It's going to effectively shut that area of the park down. And throughout the course of the project, they had met at the location, they met at the location, they had a pre-construction meeting, and they determined that the area in that storm drain area, the lion's den, the playground, would all need to be shut down during the duration of the construction because it's going to be fairly invasive. So it's anticipating that it'll take about 9 weeks, which bring us to mid-August, and that's optimistic. but just wanted the board to understand what impact it was going to have on the park. The pool will be opening and operating, and I do have Lori here to give us an update about the pool operations and some of the recreation program. So with that, Lori.
Thank you, Doug. Yes, we are still going to be opening the pool with the construction. It will be closed off. We won't be able to use that little party area we had. But we'll be opening Amber's pool on July 3rd. We'll be doing weekends all the way till Labor Day. We will include Monday, July the 5th, and September, I think, the 6th for Labor Day. We're very excited about it. It'll be 12 to 5, just general admission. We won't be doing party reservations, just general admission. And they can have their own individual, you know, groups on the lawns. We'll be having a water polo camp starting next week, and another one on June 14th and July 19th is for middle school kids. We're trying to gear them to get, water polo is getting very active in all communities in the high schools. We're trying to get them trained and familiar with it. It'll be Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10 to 12 at the pool. And we're really excited. We have a water polo camp, a group that's going to be there on Monday through Thursday nights, 5 to 8:30. So they're also going to be offering some of those kids to come and participate in those camps, which would be great. As we navigate through the opening of the parks and facilities, I do have to share staffing has been quite an issue as we go through this COVID transition of opening things. So we are hoping to open our swim lessons mid-July. We're working on getting instructors and getting everybody trained. And we're really excited. We did receive that $10,000 grant from LMCHD for low-income youth from 6 to 14, so they can really provide a swim lesson for some kids that would not have been able to have them. And we'll begin taking rentals on June 16th at the community center for our facility. We have been renting parks because it was an open environment. And we've been working with the CC Cafe. We're looking forward to them opening their senior program on July 6th, as well as our building, the community center building, will be opening up on July 6th. And we're looking forward to our residents having a place for services and provide a community spirit for everybody that, you know, comes. We will have some restrictions as they come in, and we will follow all OSHA state guidelines as they change. But we're really excited to be able to have our community center open. Anybody have any questions?
Well, I do.
Thank you.
Lori, this is Trina.
Yes, Trina.
Why is the community center not opening next Wednesday? Why is it taking till July 6th?
Because we're working with the CC Cafe, and we're trying to get all procedures and protocols in place so we can be compliant. We're working on having different areas to, space out for social distancing, mask signs. We do want to get the senior center up and ready for them to be in compliance for CC Cafe from what they're getting from the county. So it's just a process to get it all together. We are in compliance with Pittsburgh. They are opening at the same time. We're trying to get all the 945-65 residents be acclimated to the same type of opening in both Pittsburgh and Bay Point.
And the water polo camp that's going to be happening in the afternoon, are they renting our pool from us to do that?
Yes, they are.
And who's that through? Is that through Pittsburgh or a high school or what?
That's through a water polo club. It's a La Mirinda Water Polo Club.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, renting the pool. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Lori.
You're
Does
welcome.
any of the other directors have any questions for Lori or for Doug?
Well,
all right.
Director Torres.
Yes, Director Torres. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for all the great updates. Just wanted to, and maybe I think I heard Doug say this too, just wanted to be clear in terms of the Lion's Den, because of the water drainage that's being put in there, this the project, we won't have access to that area until like maybe mid-August. Is that what I'm hearing, right?
Correct, yeah, if we're lucky, yes.
If we're lucky.
Smoothly.
Right, right, right. double check on that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Director Torlakson, do you have any questions for Lori or for our, the general manager?
Yes, I just, hi Lori.
Hi.
Thank you for everything you're doing. Exciting stuff happening. I just wanted to just verify on whether people can rent the pool or do they just have to come on their own? I didn't get that. It's
going to be the
RSVP. Okay.
No, it's Rec Swim. We're going to open it to Rec Swim. Of course, we're going to keep our normal capacity because we're in compliance. And it'll be Rec Swim from 12 to 5, like we've had before, usually during the week, but we're just going to be doing it weekends. And the reason why is because we have a couple of camps going there. You know, 3-4 months ago, it was approved to do camps. Was okay at pools, you know, with the COVID criteria. So I have a couple camps going in there, and I've booked out camps, and then I've turned around that now we can open everything up. Well, I have made these commitments for these camps. We're doing weekends only. Plus, again, I want to reiterate, it has been a little bit of an issue with staffing, believe it or not. We've got a lot of big box companies that are opening up in our community, and they're taking a lot of our youth, and I don't have a lot of staff that I can work with, and I'm very surprised. But I'm out there recruiting and trying to get more staff, so we can, fulfill all our swim lesson plans that we have and, use the grant and maybe provide more for our community once I get more staffing.
So we are accepting Rec Swim at 100% capacity?
Yes, we will. At our pool, yes.
Okay.
On weekends only.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions for our general manager, for Lori?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. What I want to say, Lori, you are doing such a fantastic job. Thank you so much. And Doug, you've always done a wonderful job for this community. I just want to say really thank you and kudos to both of you. Really, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, General Manager, and thank you, Lori. We're going to be moving on here. We don't have any legal counsel report, so we're moving on to public comments, public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
No, there's not.
All right, I'm closing public communications at this time and we're moving on. There are no board matters this evening. Surprise, surprise. So we are moving on to public hearing. We have two items that require a public hearing. I am opening the public hearing for the public comments on the 2021-2022 engineer's report as presented by Community Economic Solutions. General Manager?
Yes, again, this is largely procedural. Board meeting, we set the public hearing for this date. This is an opportunity for the public to come forward and voice any observations or concerns they have about the assessment. We do have a representative here to answer any questions the board may have, but this is the point where the board can approve the assessment and we can implement the assessment for the next fiscal year.
It looks like she actually didn't make it in. I don't see her on.
No.
Yeah.
Do I have any member of the public that would like to make comments or have any questions on this item at this time?
No, there's not.
Do I have, why don't I go down the line? May, do you have any, or Director Torlakson, I'm sorry, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
No, I don't, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, at this moment, I don't have any questions on this item. Thank you.
You're welcome. Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any comments or questions about this item at this time?
No, I'm sure not at this time. Thank you.
All right. Do I have a motion?
This is Director Torlakson. I move we adopt, we accept the engineer's report as presented by Community Economic Solutions.
Do I have a second?
Excuse me, Madam Chair, as a point of order, please close the public hearing and the board can take action.
Thank you, General Manager. I'm closing the public hearing at this time for the 2021-2022 Engineer's Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions. I'm bringing it back to the board for a motion. May, do you mind making yours again?
No problem. I would like to move that we accept the 2021-2022 Engineer's Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Director Torres, I will second it.
Thank you, Director Torres. Can I have a
yes.
vote?
Yes. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Thank you. We're moving on to our second public hearing. I would like to open this public hearing at this time to consider adopting the general operating budget for fiscal year 2021-2022. General Manager?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The Budget Committee reviewed the preliminary budget, and that was presented to the full board at the last meeting. No changes have been made. The budget is a status quo budget. We always try to be a little bit conservative on our revenue estimates, and I think that this budget reflects the expected expenditures and revenues for the next fiscal year, so it's ready for adoption.
Thank you, sir. Director Torlakson, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I do not. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Director Torres?
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. No questions, just a lot of gratitude for the work on the budget, and thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Director Lopez Garcia?
Madam Chair, no, I don't have any comments.
Do I have any member of the public that has any questions, concerns, or comments at this time?
We do not.
All right, I'm closing the public hearing regarding the adoption of the general operating budget for fiscal year 2021-2022, and I'm bringing it back to the board, and I'm ready for a motion.
I move we adopt the general operating budget for fiscal year 2021-2022.
Do I have a second?
This is Director Torres. I will second it.
Thank you, Director Torres. May I have a voice vote?
Yes. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Thank you. At this time, I am adjourning this meeting and we are going into closed session. And when we are back from closed session, we'll report on, anything that we can. So everybody has their instructions for the closed session?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meet you there, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, closed session.
Jessica, are we all on?
Yeah, they're at the closed session right now.
Jessica.
Oh.
I guess it's over.
They're in the closed session right now, so they'll be back. They have a closed meeting right now. So it's a separate Zoom ID. Oh, shit. Hi.
Do we have everybody in the meeting, Jeff?
Let me see. We're missing May. I think we have everyone else.
Okay. We'll give her a minute. We've got everybody back in the meeting. I would like to call back to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District from our closed session. And at this time, there is nothing to report. So we are moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Director Torlakson, do you have anything? I wonder if she's muted.
Yeah, she is. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm back. I've reported this to the general manager and just wanted to report to you that we, the Bay Point Garden Club, as president of the Bay Point Garden Club, I'm speaking to let you know that we have met with Jasmine Cisneros, and we have decided that we will not be doing an MOU with the Park District, but she will be doing MOU with the Park District. So the general manager said that he will come up with that MOU and will present it to the board. But we are in good terms with Jasmine, and we are actually helping her with a grant application at this time. So we have our own reasons for not going through it, but we think that she's doing a great job, and we will support her as we are. She's a member of the Bay Point Garden Club as well. So that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Torres?
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this evening, I don't have any comments.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Lopez Garcia?
Thank you. No, Madam Chair, I have nothing to report this month. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Well, I just wanted to thank our budget committee. Thank Jessica for all their good work on the budget. I really appreciate it. I really want to thank Lori, too. It's amazing to me the scope of what she's involved in with the district, and she really makes us look good. And her knowledge is vast. Every time I run into her, I learn something different. And I want to continue to thank our general manager. I can't tell you how many times I have questions about things, and I mean, I never fail to get a prompt answer. So thank you so much, general manager. I really appreciate it. And I just have one question. Do you think that we're going to be in person for our July meeting?
I'm hopeful. Let's keep our fingers crossed and watch what happens. It seems like there's a lot of confusion going on with the June 15th deadline and what's going to be allowed and not allowed. But I'm very optimistic that we'll be together soon.
All right. And I'm really, I'm really proud of our district. I just want to put that out there. I'm proud of my board of directors for moving with such speed to make sure that our general manager had what he needed to make sure that all of our employees felt safe and felt secure this last year, last 15 months. It's been a really scary time, and we've been able to really weather it And, you know, we can all take some good credit for that, being a real proactive board and then, you know, having a general manager that has such a good team behind him. So I think we're coming out of this pandemic in pretty good shape, as well as can be expected. And I'm really proud of us. I think our employees, I think we've earned a lot of loyalty from them, and I appreciate it. So thank you to everyone for showing up this evening. And at this time, do we all want to close the meeting and for next month?
I move we adjourn to next meeting.
Thank you, Director Torres. All right. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.